morning, everyone.
Morning.
Some of you. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Interaction.
Righto. Well, I'm confident that some of you, if not all, have read some of the scriptures in Ecclesiastes. Anybody? Who's ever? There's a better way to ask that question. Is anybody here currently waiting on a tooth to grow? One there? Anybody waiting on a tooth to grow? That's it. Ecclesiastes talks about there's a time for everything. It will come. Your tooth will grow. You might be waiting on it, but it will come at the perfect time. Don't panic. You're not going to be toothless all your life. It will come. There is a season for everything. Sometimes on the hard drive of your mind, there are, for me, lots of tunes and lots of songs, and there's a song I woke up with the other day that said, you can't hurry love. You just have to wait. Love doesn't come easy. It's a game of give and take. And that propelled me into Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything. A time for every season and every activity under heavens. A time to be born. Put up your hand if you've been born. Can I see those hands, please? Look at that, see? Interactive. A time to die. Well, thankfully everyone here is alive. A time to plant. A time to uproot. A time to kill. A time to heal. A time to tear down. Time to build. Time to weep. A time to laugh. That's something us Christians should be the happiest people in the world. A time to mourn. A time to dance. I need to get lessons. A time to gather. A time to scatter stones. A time to gather them. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, time to give up, a time to tear, time to mend, time to be silent, a time to speak. I'm operating in that time at the moment. A time to love, time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. What a worker's gain from their toil, I've seen the burden God has laid upon the human race. He made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in human hearts. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. God is in total control of every situation. I might just repeat that. God is in total control of every situation. Who likes to help God? I'm guilty of that. I'm a fixer. I like to help. But sometimes that's not what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to go through stuff and to develop endurance and develop patience and lots of different things. There is a divine timing in everything. As we've just read. Remember the tooth. It's coming. Don't worry. Who are we to try and speed up or slow down what God has ordained? The rhythms of life. We need to be still and know that He is God. We need to position ourselves. We need to be ready. We need to be ready to transition. Now that's a buzzword these days. But we need to be ready for the next thing that God's got for us. We need to be the best version of us that we can be. We need to be full of the Word. We need to be full of prayer. We need to be full of faith. Did anybody here tell the daffodils it's time for them to sprout? It was in God's perfect time. You don't have to look far outside to see God's hand in creation, and the things are just starting, spring has sprung, and things are starting to grow. But it was the appointed time. Was it because the days are getting longer? Was it because we've had the right amount of rain? Was it because... We don't know. But God says, righto, now's the time. Now's the time. Did Gregory make an announcement that the peas and beans should start to grow now? No. He had to do all he could, or all the family could, because it was a joint effort, to put the seed in the right place at the right time so that God could then do his bit. At the appointed time, things take place. So don't wish your life away. Relax and understand that God is in control. Now, if we go to 2 Corinthians for a moment, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. We start at verse 7. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, which is the loud version. Amplified, loud, that's a play on words. That's a bit of granddad humour. But we have this pressure. This is a positioning statement. Verse 7 is a positioning statement. But we have this precious treasure, the good news about salvation, in unworthy earthen vessels of human frailty, so that the grandeur and surpassing greatness of the power will be shown to be from God, his sufficiency, and not from ourselves. So, there's nothing to do with us. It's all about God. Some of you may be in this position at the moment. We are pressured in every way. Hedged in. Anybody feel the squeeze in recent times? But not crushed. We are perplexed, unsure of finding a way out. The good news, but not driven to despair, the scripture says. We are hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone. Struck down, but never destroyed. Because we know that if God is for us, what comes after that? I need a bit more volume. If God is for us, absolutely. If God is for us, who can be against us? No one. So understand that there's a timing in everything. You may be at a particular time in life and you think, I'm wishing that this is going to happen, or this is waiting. Just be patient. Don't give up. Continue to trust God. He's still on the throne. Even though his timing is not your timing, relax. Just be the best version of you can be, and let him do the rest. God loves us far more than we understand and realize. If he lets the sun and the rain and the wind and come on plants and make them propagate and grow, and how much more does he love us? us? How much more does he love us? How much more has he got a good plan for us? He's not saying, oh, how can I trip Rob up today? He said, what can I do? How can, you know, Rob, me, got to align himself with the things of the Lord. And I will walk in blessing. That was a gift of God. My next breath. Everyone's next breath is a gift from God. Friends, don't give up. Don't think, oh, I've missed out, or this is not working, or that's not working, this is not growing, that's not working. There's a perfect timing in everything. We just need to understand that our Heavenly Father is in charge of the timing. To relax, not want to help him, but let him do what he wants to do. He's working in our lives for good. Amen. God bless you all.